Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Charlotte's Best Mix with Matt Harris and friends.
Did you miss the show?
Download the podcast now.
Hello, Freako. So glad you're joining the pod. Appreciate that. And make sure you share and rate and comment and reach out to Ramona Holloway's socials, Matt Harris socials, Charlotte's Morning Mix socials, and all that good stuff. You saw Color of Purple
last night at North Lake Theater. Thank you, Lee and Errol Collins. It was an amazing experience. That movie is an experience. When you see Fantasia as Celie in the Color Purple movie, you remember why we made her our American Idol. When she connects with that camera through song, you feel it.
Charlotte's
Own. You feel it. And it was so powerful that people in the theater responded like we were at a live Broadway experience. They clapped.
Did they really?
They clapped.
Yeah.
At the end of the movie, they clapped again because it felt like she drew us into the pain, to the triumph, into the forgiveness. I mean, all of it. All of it. It was so good. And I tried to go in skeptical.
Yeah.
Because Oprah's been pushing this on us. She's been doing a lot of promo. And I love me some Fantasia. Not just because she's my American Idol, but because she's my Charlotte. Charlotte sister. But even going in saying, I'm not going to be impressed, I, along with everyone else in that theater, was absolutely blown away. The Color Purple opens on Christmas Day. And if you have any hope, I believe, of seeing it on Christmas Day or Christmas week, give those tickets as a gift now. Because I, for the past probably 10 years, have done what I call my Jewish Christmas. I grew up in New Jersey. There were a lot of Jewish kids in my community, and they all went to a movie and had Chinese food on
that's
Christmas Day. So that's become my tradition with my friends and family. If you want to do that, you have to get your tickets in advance. You're not going to be able to get together on Christmas Eve and say, let's go to the movies tomorrow. Get the tickets now if it's something that you would like to do with your family Christmas week, because the word is going to spread and it's going to sell out. It's going to be like Taylor or Beyonce all over again.
Right. It's going to be huge. Now, is it your all-time favorite show is Dreamgirls. Does that stay your all-time favorite?
Remember why we gave Jennifer Hudson an Oscar after Dreamgirls? Fantasia's moment.
It's coming.
Her moment is coming. Her moment is now.
Very good. That's cool. You had the World's AIDS lunch, which I sat out because I've been fighting this crud for a million years. Well, since Thanksgiving. A little bit after Thanksgiving. And my kid didn't go to school for 3 weeks. My dad's sick. My sister's sick. But we weren't patient zero. We left. And they had 4 or 5 good days before they
got
sick.
Can I ask a question that might, you know, I'm not trying to cause trouble in the room.
Right.
But was there anyone else with a coughing crud? In your vicinity?
Yeah, I know.
He was.
I did. Okay. I was sick. Yeah, and she's
did
still
they
sick.
Have it before you?
Yes, but there was a space between when he stopped having it and I had it.
Yeah, that's because I was incubation, sir.
I mean, I was out for days.
Right. You had it too. I mean, I know so many people who are going down with the cough. Some who literally can't get a sentence out without hacking.
Sleep is a problem for some. I mean, I'm pretty good at it.
Pretty good at
it. He's pretty good at the sleep.
He hasn't rested at all. He took off literally one day. Zero rest.
Yeah, well, I rested those other days and didn't take off.
Okay. All right. Well, that's, like that's certainly how you bounce back to good health. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
not
just keep working, plow
said
right through
no
it.
One ever.
Yeah, plow right through it.
Right.
I can't wait till it's my turn. Thanks.
I am so, that's, I'm like, please. Please, I'm watching,
sniffle,
yeah. I'm watching it go around. I'm watching it go around. And last night I coughed, and the cough sounded weird. It was like, oh, Lord.
Oh, yeah.
Matt and him done giving me the crud.
You feel like
the coughing crud.
It is creeping creeping around on
it's
you.
Only a matter of, I'm trying to get shot up with everything. You know what I mean? I want my COVID booster. Yeah.
I want
flu.
To.
I want... Yeah. You know, what else can I get now? Can I get rabies? Anything that's going to keep it from hitting my doorstep or at least not have me going through it like you guys are going through it? Mm-hmm. Is there a coughing crud vaccine?
Yeah. I don't know. No, there's not.
No,
but I haven't gotten, I usually get them earlier in season and I just put it off because I have no spleen, so my flu and everything. And,
okay, so what we have to make sure we're all doing, the rest of us are doing, those of us who haven't caught it, we have to get our sleep. We have to stay hydrated.
Right.
We've got to eat very healthy. We've got to get that vitamin C in.
I'm just eating.
We've got to get some sunlight.
Frozen pizza.
And we have to
and Uncrustables.
Keep on, most importantly, practicing the hand and surface hygiene.
You know how sometimes you hear someone cough or blowing their nose. You're like, I hope I don't catch that.
Oh,
or you see someone cough and you immediately start to feel a little sick. They did a study. It could be an actual biological response, not necessarily a mental thing. New research says... Just seeing someone who's sick can trigger a protective response in a healthy person's body. Mm. It could be a way a body's preparing to fight off potential threats.
And can I say something, and I'm admitting it, and this might make me a bad Christian. At that moment where you're in the prayer circle and it's time to hold hands and you saw somebody sniffling.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And you're,
I almost get that.
That moment where I'm like, Jesus, fix it. Mm-hmm. And like, do we have to hold hands here? I mean, is that really necessary? Can we just like feel the Lord between us?
Yeah.
But I don't want to be that person.
You've been there, JD.
But I'm thinking it.
100%.
I'm thinking it.
Yeah, and you don't want to be judgy and think that, you know, okay, they're going to be the ones giving me that. But,
right.
I mean, you do get to that point where you're just like, ooh.
And then you're diving on the hand sanitizer like
it's exactly.
And then
afterwards,
it's
like,
ooh. Yeah.
What can they make? Can they make the hand sanitizer the you know, the blood of Christ? Or
No, that's not how that goes. I don't care if Tito's vodka is making hand sanitizer. We don't drink it.
Can we just rub Jesus' blood all over our hands?
You know what? I don't think there would be anything wrong in a before and after. Like one of the communion stewards is there with a little
gives
squirt
the hand
before,
sanitizer.
And then another communion steward is there. Like you got the squirter. You have
it's like you dragged that movie into this.
No, sir, stop. And then you have like the bread. You have the wine, and then you have a follow up.
Yeah.
A follow up sanitizer.
Body. Blood, soul, great. Maybe the cleanser is like, I don't know, Judas's
protection.
Protection.
Judas protection? There was no protection there.
He flunked out of Sunday school. It's very obvious.
If Jesus would have cleaned his hands, Judas would never got to him.
Judas would have shut his mouth, man.
Wait till you hear his nativity story.
Oh, yeah. Right, right. I'm a regular, like the Davy and Goliath show. Right.
Obviously, you didn't watch.
Yeah, I didn't. Really. Too creepy for me.
Ramona's Reality Room.
I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just telling my truth.
Ramona joins us, and what you got for us?
I have a life lesson learned thanks to my very first Tesla road trip.
Oh.
You didn't drive, though, did you?
No.
Okay, thank the Lord.
I did not drive the Tesla myself. I had a big weekend planned.
Mm-hmm.
I needed on Friday to be at World AIDS Day here in Charlotte. On Saturday morning, I needed to be at a funeral in Philadelphia. And then Saturday night, I needed to be at a surprise birthday party in Harlem. And then on Sunday, I needed to be back here in Charlotte because I had a big Monday planned with a toy drive for the urban stations of Radio 1 and the Charlotte premiere of The Color Purple. So there's a lot packed into this weekend.
That's a busy weekend,
The thing that I was not counting on. was a Tesla.
I call it a spaceship.
What do you mean? What happened?
I was not counting on a Tesla.
Yeah.
Because once I got to Baltimore, that's where I flew from Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
Once I got to Baltimore, I found out that my friends have a brand new Tesla. And we are going to take the Tesla from the Baltimore, Maryland area to Philadelphia.
Awesome.
Then to New York, then back to Baltimore to take me to the airport. However, what we did not build into our schedule was charging time.
We didn't build in charging time. Because I have no idea. Does it take a while to charge a
car? Does it take a while? Does it take a while, he asked?
Yeah.
This is the lesson that the Tesla road trip taught me. Pause, pray, proceed.
Why? Well,
because there was a lot of pausing involved. There was so much pausing because you have to recharge. And it's not like just, food, fuel, lodging. I'm just going to go to the next exit. You have to find a charger.
Right.
And if it's a Tesla, you don't want just any charger. Because if we were on the regular people charger, then it takes much longer.
Okay.
Like, so, yeah. We find a place where we can charge up, but if it's not a Tesla supercharger, we're going to have to be there a very,
Do you have an idea of what that means by a very, very long time?
We're talking hours, sir.
Oh, hours.
We're talking hours.
How about on the Tesla charger? And that is, not an hour, sir.
It's not hours.
But an hour?
Yeah, because
I had no idea.
You're charging a battery of a whole car.
Yeah.
A whole vehicle.
It's not like just putting $10 worth of gas in.
No, you're not just driving off at exit 52 because you see a sign that says food, fuel, lodging. You are going off the beaten path to find places to get enough juice to get you to the next place you need to be.
I assume that one charge can get you from Baltimore to Philly.
What?
No, or Baltimore. Oh, yeah. No.
What?
No.
I had no idea.
No.
What are you talking about?
I have no idea.
Have you been in a Tesla?
No, that's what I'm saying. I have no idea.
Exactly.
I did not know these rules.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I am inside, Matt Harris, you know the level of anxiety I live with. Like, I don't say anxiety like, I have anxiety. I'm diagnosed, people.
Yeah.
I take medicine, but I also practice some praying and some meditating so that my anxiety doesn't fuel the anxiety of others and turn situations that we can't control in the moment into something incredibly negative.
Okay, well, I'm going to find out in a bit if you made it or not, I guess.
I didn't make it.
Oh,
God.
I didn't make it? What do you mean we're going to find out if
you're telling
made
me right
it?
Now?
When I tell you that I needed to get from Philadelphia to New York. No, I'm sorry. From the Baltimore area to Philadelphia.
Then to New York.
To Harlem and then back. And you're going to say, did you?
How many of those
He wanted to know if I made it, y'all. He's so silly.
Silly. So you took your trip, Ramona, and one of the things you left us with when we last spoke was that you might be sharing a bed with one of your girlfriends who refuses to wear clothes at night.
She does not like to sleep with clothes on.
So did you sleep with nudity, your girl?
Nope. She backed out at the last minute. Couldn't make it. Which meant I had an entire room to myself.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Which was very helpful because my anxiety after the Tesla experience.
Sure, was it a high?
Was, you know, I needed a little downtime. So it all worked out perfectly.
But a lot of driving and sitting and waiting for charging and finding chargers.
Oh, my goodness, yes. Oh, see, and here's the thing that I realized because I'm a very low-tech individual. You know what I mean? I am very, very low tech.
I know that, yes.
And people who are high tech, they love this.
Love what?
They love the Tesla. They love the technology. They want to show it off. They want you to experience it the way they experience it. But those of us who are low tech do not experience technology in the same way.
Well, you just don't like it. It just throws you off and gives you heart palpitations.
I am just trying to be confident that you are comfortable with the technology because I have no idea what's happening.
You can't set your clock on the car radio ahead or behind.
I am that person who, you know, whatever time is on the dashboard when I get that car,
that's
whether we have fallen back or sprung forward, it's the same. I'm not doing a lot.
So being in
a Tesla where people, you know, I remember the time my friend was showing off his new Tesla and I'm on, you know, Kramer Mountain feeling like we're going to die.
Yeah. But that was good.
They want to show off this stuff.
And the skills and the things.
Like my friends wanted to show off one of the many times that we had to stop. Wanted to show off how you can summon the Tesla. So you stay here. You stay here in the back seat.
We're going to show you.
Then they want to go to the other side of the parking lot.
To demonstrate.
To demonstrate.
So it drives itself over to them.
And you know what I liken it to? It's when Apple people first got introduced to Shuri. Every time you got together with one of your Applehead friends, they wanted to show you what Shuri could do. Hold on. Shuri, where are the closest dry cleaners?
Yeah.
And they can't do it because they haven't 100% figured it out, but they really want to show you. That's what Tesla world is like right now. That's hashtag Tesla life.
Because they were newbies. They were newbies.
Very new. Very much new. One of them very much in love with the car. The other one, a lot more low-tech like me.
I mean, the people that have them seem to love them.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Everyone I know who has a Tesla is very, very proud.
Very proud. Sure.
And the one thing I will say, the side trips we were forced to take were to some very high-end places because that's
where the
if you look around your area and you see a lot of places to charge your Tesla, you're living in an affluent area.
How about that?
FYI.
It is the Morning Mix, Matt and Friends, 928. Ramon Holloway's Facebook page and all the socials. Matt Harris, Charlotte's Morning Mix. Talk soon.
Thanks for listening to Charlotte's best mix of the 90s, 2000s, and today on Mix 1079 and always streaming live at mix1079.com.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.